Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 20th, 2021. Today is Saturday in the fourth week of Lent. When Jesus had finished washing the disciples' feet, he says to them, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." And then a few verses over, he says, "By this everyone will know that you're my disciples, that you have love for one another." Today, as we continue our reading through the farewell discourse, we're still in the 14th chapter of John, and we read where Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." So then, not only do we express our love for our fellow disciples through our behaviors, we even express our love to Jesus in the very same way. Through behavior, through the keeping of his commandments. Now, I recognize that for many of us, the word commandment seems a bit straightforward, maybe even a bit oppressive. It sort of rubs against our American desire for independence. What's that thing that little kids say when someone tries to offer them correction? "You're not the boss of me." Let's be honest. We don't want anyone to be the boss of us. And sometimes we just can't help ourselves. We're so busy being the boss of ourselves that we forget we are under obligation to our Lord and Savior. "If you love me," Jesus says, "keep my commandments." Some of us might say, "Well, I don't remember that many commandments." Well, some of those teachings of Jesus throughout the Gospels that we think are suggestions, like if someone smites you on the cheek, turn the other. If someone asks for your coat, give them your cloak. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the prisoner in prison. You know, those things that we sort of think are suggestions. Those are commandments. And so, again, love of Jesus is not simply a warm fuzzy. Love of Jesus is a way of life. And if we're getting confused about any of that, you will recall that Jesus, in quoting Deuteronomy and in quoting Leviticus, says, "Here's a summary, in case you forget, how to love me, or how to love God, or how to keep the commandments." Here's a summary. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. In other words, keep God as a focus in your life, and love your neighbor as yourself. Treat your neighbor with neighborliness. Now, Jesus goes on to say in our reading today that even as he is getting ready to leave his disciples, he is already making provision that they will not be unaccompanied in their journey of faith. He names what will come after him as the advocate. In Greek, the paraclete, the one who is called alongside, the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit will accompany us as we make this journey of learning to love Jesus through keeping Jesus' commandments, as we learn to love one another through the practices of neighborliness, through the practices of attitudes about love. Again, reminding us from Paul's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind, love does not seek its own, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The call to a life of love is not a call to a life of passivity. Rather, it is a call to emulate the sacrifice of Jesus. His love is displayed on the cross. And you will recall in other places where Jesus says, "If you want to be my disciples, take up your cross and follow me. Take up the burden of being loving. Yes, it's a burden. It's easier to be hateful. It's easier to be rude. It's easier to be proud. It's easier to be disingenuous. All of those things that tempt us every day to take the loving way, to behave in a loving fashion, that's a lifetime's work, which is why we need the Spirit, which is why we can't do it on our own. A little further on in today's reading, Jesus tells his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You see, the peace of Jesus is not about the absence of conflict. The peace of Jesus is not about a placid life. The peace of Jesus is the assurance that as we make progress, yes, progress, in living a life of loving behaviors and loving stances, we will in some ways begin to taste the peace of Jesus that comes from within and has very little to do with what's going on around us. We certainly live in a time where hearts are unsettled, lives are out of joint. Peace seems to be in short supply. And here I'm not just simply talking about the ever-present war and rumors of war that seem to be a constitutive part of the human condition. Here I'm talking about how we move through our days. How are we at peace or not? How are we at odds with our neighbors, at odds with God, at odds with ourselves, our families? The peace of Christ begins through keeping the commandments of Christ. And by keeping the commandments of Christ, we show our love for Christ, who loved us first by giving himself up for us on the hardwood of the cross. When we celebrate the Eucharist, what often happens in the middle of the service after the liturgy of the word and before we gather at the table, usually after we have made confession of our sins, the celebrant says something like, "The peace of the Lord be always with you." And the congregation responds, "And also with you." And in that moment, we greet one another with the sign of God's peace. In the before times, before the pandemic, usually it was a handshake and in some cases a hug. But this wasn't a warm, fuzzy, get-to-know-you session thrown in the middle of the service. It had a theological point to make. That as we hear the words of God, as we learn the commandments of God, as we understand the impact of God's word in our lives, after we have given account of our sinfulness and received absolution that we are forgiven, to exchange the peace is a visible sign that we are at peace with God and we are at peace with our neighbor. Peaceable living is not shirking responsibility or hiding from conflict. Peaceable living is standing firm in the commandments of Christ, facing the injustices of the world, working for justice, freedom, and God's peace. And in doing so, we find a peace that passes all understanding. "If you love me," Jesus says, "keep my commandments." That's a good word. It's a challenging word, and it's a word that I need to hear nearly every day. Maybe you do too. Let us pray. Mercifully hear our prayers, O Lord, and spare all those who confess their sins to you, that those whose consciences are accused by sin may by your merciful pardon be absolved and be at peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.